the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, I wanted to talk to you. So we're in December, and I wanted to talk to you today about social media. You see, I'm pretty sure that you're aware that social media exists, and we know it does, because one of the first things that you do when you wake up is maybe after your email, or maybe before your email, but you're going to go and check your social media. You check maybe your Twitter feed, or generally it's just robots talking to robots, but you definitely go and check your Facebook feed, and sometimes if you're in business, you go and check your LinkedIn feed. And then after all that, you'll probably go and check your email and that sort of thing. And you usually, sometimes you might even do that before you even get up and out of bed, for some people. Other people will do it while they're sat on the loo. Yes, I know that you do it. And other people, they do it, you know, while they're sat on the tube, on the way to work. Some people are checking it in the car. Please don't do that unless you have a passenger. But this is what happens. Everyone's checking the social media. And so I just don't understand why today people are not utilising social media as part of their marketing mix to get their message out there. So look, think about this. If you're on social media right now and you're checking it, like, how many times do you check it? 50, 20, 100 times a day? You check it an awful lot. Now, if you're doing that, how often are your customers or your potential customers, your prospects, how often do you think they're going to be checking it? So it doesn't matter if you're looking to buy properties below market value, you are looking to sell hairdressing services, you're a butcher, all of that stuff, all is real life, you know? And so that's what social media is. It's a reflection of what goes on in our real lives through a virtual interface, i.e. usually a mobile device like your mobile phone, basically. So if you're not giving access to your potential customers via these devices, how on earth do you think they're going to find you? How do you think that they know if you're any good, that you're trustworthy, that they like you, that you can help them, that you can solve their problem? They don't. The only way in which you can market to those sort of people is using traditional marketing methods. So, like, let's just take a leaflet, for example. You know, if I get a leaflet through the door, does that mean I like you? No, it just means I got a leaflet through the door. I might not even be listening to it, watching it, reading it. But if I got a leaflet through the door, and then I see you on social media, and then I can download your podcast, and then I see you walking a dog, filming a video, and talking about a thing that might help my business or my life or whatever, do you think then I'm going to be able to, you know, use you? Absolutely. And so it's really interesting because we've got social media. We know we've got social media. We know it exists. It's free of charge. And so because it's free of charge, people just think, well, I'll just do it all myself. And, you know, because it's free of charge, that's a really big mistake that many, many businesses are doing. If you're a solicitor and you've got 10 staff working for you, what are you doing your own social media for? Why would anybody do that? That's crazy. And so you know what happens? They tend not to do it at all. So look, if you are a solicitor, just for example, I just sacked my family law solicitor. Yet another solicitor has been sacked because they're pretty inept. So I use a solicitor as an example. So you're a solicitor, you've got 10 members of staff, and you go, do you know, we need to be on social media, but like, if no one else is prepared to do it, then you need to be doing it yourself. But you know what? It's not cost effective for you to do that because your income per hour is a lot more doing solicitor related activities than it is posting on Facebook when you don't know what you're doing. You don't know how to create the images. It takes you twice as long or three times as long as somebody else to create all that stuff. And you're incredibly inconsistent. Consistency will breed some success for you. If you're really sporadic in the way that you're posting on social media, you might as well not be bothering posting because all you're demonstrating is that you're sporadic in the way that you conduct your business. So like for the last 3 months, every single day we've posted on social media, usually it's an image. Sometimes it's a podcast. Sometimes it's a webinar. Sometimes it's one of my videos. Sometimes it's a property deal, but we've posted on social media and we've posted a range of different things. So this is really important for you to understand, but there are different tiers to you posting on social media. So the first tier, and by the way, you can mix up, I believe anyway, you can mix up business and pleasure at the same time, okay? So, and I do this quite a lot, and we're very successful at it because people buy from people. People don't buy from businesses. You know, if someone wants coaching, I suppose it's a unique product, for example, because, you know, if you want coaching from me, there's only me that you can get that from. You can't go to someone else and get Dan's coaching because it doesn't exist. You can only get it from me. But for using that example, if I'm going out and I'm telling a joke, some people might find a joke funny and go, what a nice guy. And it builds what we call the KLT, the know, like and trust. And by the way, sometimes I might tell a joke that's off, might be a little bit sexist. It does happen from time to time. and it might turn people off. And you know what? That's perfect as well, because we're qualifying people in or out. Interestingly enough, like 60% of all our YouTube viewers are between the ages of 25 and 55 and a male. That's a huge amount. 60% lie between that sort of age range. But anyway, look, the three different layers, if you like, of social media that you should be putting out there. So the first layer are things like texts, you know, like jokes or like, you know, things that bother you. Or so I saw a woman today and she was handing out Lucky Heather. You know, I'm sure you've seen these. We're in Leeds City Centre. I'm here for a kids' weekend and she's out. And I remember seeing this woman like 20 years ago selling Lucky Heather. And I posted on social media, I've just seen a woman selling Lucky Heather. If it's that lucky, why is she selling it? Now, I thought that's quite funny. By the way, I've seen her like 20 years ago, so it's clearly not that lucky, is it? It's just a bit of grass that she found. She wrapped it in tinfoil and she's selling it as being lucky. You know, I wouldn't be buying lottery numbers, for example, if I'd just bought some of that. But I think that's quite funny, right? And some people find that funny, and others that don't will just drive past it and we'll go on to the next piece, right? I don't think it's really offensive to anybody. But even if it is, that's probably fine because they probably wouldn't fit into being a client of mine anyway because we probably wouldn't get on, you know? So that's good. It qualifies some people in and it qualifies some people out. So what else can you do? So stuff like that, that's real life stuff. I had, chicken jaipur, 11:15 a.m. this morning. It was kind of like brunch, I suppose, but it was like a curry. Because I was doing my Christmas shopping this morning. And I got a little bit hungry, so I took a picture of that, posted that out. Everyone else is milling around. It's 11:15 and I'm having lunch. It's a little bit different, a little bit unique, so it just goes out. So that's the first type of thing that you can do. These are like images, the text messages, the quotes. The problem with quotes, like motivational quotes, are that like there's so many people copying and pasting motivational quotes. Instead of you just like saying it from your heart, that would work better. If you could just say it from your heart and say what you want to feel, or feel what you want to say, if you see what I mean, get that out there. That's what people will relate to, not necessarily just quotes, you know, because the problem is everyone's heard of these quotes, you know. But some of the other things that we do is we create images. And so we use Canva at the moment and we create images using Canva. We've also got some stock images and we put text over them and that sort of thing. It's always got the website address on there and that's constantly building brand. So we're constantly, through a combination of images, texts and quotes, or jokes and that sort of thing, we're constantly putting some content out there. But that's not enough, you see. So that's like the KLT kind of stuff, the know, like and trust. The next part is about building credibility and trust. KLT is part of the first bit as well, and building honesty and authenticity. Again, the authenticity is part of that first tier as well, because, you know, like the Lucky Heather, you know, it's quite an authentic thought, I suppose. I've not really heard anybody else say that, so I thought it was quite funny. Anyway, so the second line are things like, and this is all to build credibility and so on, so things like pre-recorded videos. You know, so we've got lots of videos that we've uploaded recently. We've got a ton more that we need to get uploaded. It's been so cold in Spain. It's been like 15 degrees during the day. And it's been really raining and quite cloudy. And so I've not done the videos because it's too cold. And I know I'm a wuss. And I know I should be doing them. But anyway, we haven't done. But anyway, we will be doing that next week once we get back in a few days. So we've got pre-recorded videos. One of those videos, by the way, was a video of me walking my dog and talking about how to deal with overwhelm. And that video went incredibly well. We've made quite a lot of money off that video, in fact, like in the tens of thousands of pounds from people who found the podcast, then found the video and then signed up. So like that sort of video builds up a lot of credibility. It's very authentic. It's just me, a camera and the dog. And I think the dog's having a wee in the back of one of the videos. But People get to see you in your natural environment, not suited and booted and slick back hair in this salesy kind of thing, you know? And that's not necessarily what people want. People don't want to be sold to all the time. But if you've got a powerful message and you want to get that out there, people sit and listen to it as long as they know that it's not going to be sold to. Does that make sense? So those pre-recorded videos aren't necessarily salesy type of videos. Now, they can be. And if they are going to be salesy type of videos, then you need to reflect that in the thumbnail image that you use and in the method that you distribute them out there, in the look and feel of those videos. But if a sort of authentic, here I am, this is me, this is what I think sort of videos, you doing that walking a dog or walking on a beach, that's perfect. If it displays your lifestyle in some way, that's even better. So then the second part of that second tier, if you like, are things like webinars. Now on a webinar, obviously everybody knows you're going to get sold to on a webinar. So sell on the webinar. Let people know that, you know, like we actually don't sell on webinars. We don't go rush to the back of a room, it's £1,000. But we do invite people, like some we do actually, but generally we invite people to a strategy session because we don't just want to take anybody on who's got like a couple of grand to spend with us. We want to make sure that they are the right client for us, if that makes sense. And that we are the right client for them as well. It's got to be a two-way street, not I've got the money, so you're now my coach. We don't work like that. We've never really wanted that. It's just like asking for trouble, in my opinion. We want to make sure that the person is ready for coaching and will go and move forward. And so, by the way, if you want to, you know, if you're contemplating coaching, fill in the strategy session form. All it does is it means we get you on the phone, we have a chat, we find out where you are, where you want to get to, and see if we can work out the steps. And then we'll identify what stopped you from getting there. It's really cool. And some people sign up after that and some people won't. That's fine. So the second line then, just to confirm, it's the second tier here. First one is pre-recorded videos that are building authenticity and trust and that sort of thing as well. And then the second part is to build, you know, like maybe your mailing list, things like going towards webinars, that sort of thing. Now, if you notice, the first tier that we've talked about doesn't take a huge amount of effort. It's just like typing something up, creating a quick image. The second bit takes a bit more effort. You know, you recording a video, for example, will take a bit more effort. And you getting access to webinars and creating webinars, that takes quite a lot more effort as well. But then the third line, which generally takes a bit more effort, mostly it's not a huge amount of effort in terms of actual effort, but it takes effort in the mindset of you agreeing to do it. And I'm referring to Facebook Live, because if you've never run a Facebook Live and then you need to run a Facebook Live, that can be quite overwhelming. You're very nervous about doing it. What if no one turns up? What if nobody likes it? What, you know, blah, 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 right? But this is the third tier. So, like, if you're just starting out on putting your business out on social media, then you've got to start on tier one, images, text, and quotes. If you're running the second line, second tier, which is videos and access to webinars, then do that after you've done the first bit. There's no point in doing the second bit until you've done the first bit, because you've not created a following. You've not created a tribe of people who want to follow and listen to what you've got to say. And then the third tier, if you like, is the Facebook Live. You've got Periscope and you've got Snapchat. And it takes a bit more kahunas, translation is balls, to be able to go and do that, I find. Because, it, you know, even I get worried about doing Facebook Live. I tend to do mostly pre-recorded videos. Like, not that I edit any mistakes out of videos. I also get nervous about doing Facebook Live. And here I am doing a podcast, but the podcast is easy compared to doing a live radio show. Do you know what I mean? Do you see the difference there between the two? So it takes a bit more sort of confidence, I guess, in order to go out and just do Facebook Live. Now, by the way, out of those three, Facebook Live would be the best result. I know people are running Facebook Live and they're absolutely killing it. And when I've done Facebook Live as well, we kill it. We record Facebook Live. It goes onto Facebook. When we download the recording, put it on YouTube. In fact, one of my videos has got about 17,000 hits since May. We're now in December, so in 7 months or so. It's got about 17,000 hits, which shows people how to do that. Amazing. Anyway, so look, this is your social media. Everybody uses it. You need to start using it properly yourself. If social media is here to stay, then why the beep are you not using it? Do you know what I mean? So look, if you want help with your social media, what we've done is we've created a website for you. It's one of my social media businesses, in fact. It's what we use personally to shove all my stuff out there into the ether, onto social media. It's called the Digital Brand Agency. If you want to have a chat with us about your social media, just go to digitalbrandagency.co.uk. Come and have a chat. Fill in a strategy form with some training on there via a free webinar, and come and have a chat with us, and we'll have a chat and see if we can help you with your social media. In the meantime, guys, if you've got anything else that you want to have a chat to me about, just contact me direct. All right, I hope that's useful for you. My name's Dan Latter, and we'll speak to you soon. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.